This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Candlelight vigils and rallies were held in South Korea on Saturday to commemorate the 156 people killed in a Halloween crowd crush, with public anger growing over one of the country's deadliest peacetime disasters. The victims, mostly young people, were among the estimated 100,000 that had flocked to the capital Seoul's popular Itaewon nightlife district to celebrate the first post-pandemic Halloween. South Korean law enforcement officials have conceded that there was insufficient safety planning for a crowd that large, and opposition politicians have accused President Yoon Suk-yeol's government of not taking responsibility for the disaster. Thousands gathered in central Seoul at a candlelight vigil organized by a civic group linked to South Korea's main opposition party. Iranian students protested and shopkeepers went on strike Saturday despite a widening crackdown, according to reports on social media, as demonstrations that flared over Mahsa Amini's death entered an eighth week. The clerical state has been gripped by protests that erupted when Amini, 22, died in custody after her arrest for an alleged breach of Iran's strict dress code for women. Oslo-based group Iran Human Rights said Wednesday that at least 176 people have been killed by the security forces in the protest crackdown. And in the U.S., Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump head to Pennsylvania on Saturday, hoping to tip the balance in a closely contested midterm race that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. And here are some of the headlines from around the world today. North Korea fires four short-range ballistic missiles into the sea, the South Korean military says, the latest in a blitz of weapons launches by Pyongyang this week. A fire kills at least 15 people at a bar in the Russian city of Kostroma, Russian news agencies report. About 30,000 flag-waving worshippers join an open-air mass held by Pope Francis in mainly Muslim Bahrain, the highlight of his outreach mission to the Gulf. Kenya Airways flights were disrupted as a strike by pilots demanding better working conditions grounded over a dozen planes, affecting thousands of passengers, the country's transport minister says. Malaysia's Mahathir Mohamad, who is almost 100 years old, files his candidacy in what could be his final race as campaigning for upcoming general elections begins. Twitter sacks half of its 7,500-strong staff as new owner Elon Musk launches a major overhaul of the troubled company just a week after his blockbuster takeover. Yet to concede his loss to U.S. President Joe Biden, former President Donald Trump is now signaling he will seek the White House again in 2024. And with midterm elections on Tuesday, he's doubling down on voting conspiracy theories. Also in U.S. politics, while Latino voters lean Democratic in the run-up to the U.S. midterm elections, soaring inflation makes their support less predictable and may compel a shift toward Republican candidates, according to analysts. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan accuses his successor of involvement in a plot to kill him as he recovers in a hospital from gunshot wounds following an assassination attempt. Far-right National Rally Party will choose a successor to its longtime leader Marine Le Pen, this is in France, with 27-year-old Jordan Bardella the overwhelming favorite. Moscow's crackdown on Memorial has only intensified since the rights group won the Nobel Peace Prize last month, but its executive director says members are pushing on despite the dangers. And the music world gathers in Los Angeles to honor some of its finest acts, inducting the latest class of luminaries, including Dolly Parton and Eminem, into the prestigious Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.